May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. I had told Larry my sermon was going to be short today, and he said, well, don't worry, because I can only record up to 2 hours. And then after listening to the lessons, I thought, wow, if I really preached on every single thing, it would take more than 2 hours. But don't be worried. I was almost going to switch my whole sermon around, because the one from Isaiah is absolutely awesome. It's a definite wake-up call. Definite wake-up call. And it teaches us we don't want to be living in a life or in a denial bubble, but we also don't want to be hypocrites either. So maybe Tuesday, if it doesn't ice or snow, I'll talk about that one. But for me, where it says you are the salt of the earth, it always represented the Holy Spirit for me, you know, having the Holy Spirit in me. But in ancient times, salt, it had extreme value. First, it was pure, it was a preservative, and of course, a flavoring. And if we use that as an analogy as far as Christians, it's a really a good analogy that Jesus gave us. First of all, it was pure because they felt that it came from the most pure two elements, the sun and the sea, water and the sea. So it was very pure. It was also used as an offering to all the gods, with the little g. But as Christians, we are to be an example in our daily life, every second, of purity. That's something to think about. You know, that's really something to think about. I even think to myself, every second of the day, am I an example of purity? That's what Jesus is calling all of us to be. And is purity in our thoughts, purity in our words, what we say, what words we use, how do we speak to others? And then our deeds. What do we do? What are our actions? What do we show our children? What do we show our family members? What do we show our neighbors, people in school, people out in the store, when we're even driving around, everywhere? Are we an example of purity, meaning being honest, kind, trustworthy, faithful to God Almighty, and faithful to one another? Tolerant, accepting, helpful, and aware of the needs of others. Second, salt is and was used as a preservative. It basically keeps everything from going bad, things from going bad. So as Christians, if we use that as an analogy, having the salt of God in us and allowing that salt to work, for us to use it, we ourselves are not to go bad. And we're to be an example of goodness so that we can encourage and help or facilitate others from not going bad. We're not to incite others to hate or anger. We are to encourage and build up every single human being on this earth to the love of God. We are to be an example of preservative, but goodness of God, the goodness of Christ, all that is good in the world. Third, flavor. And I like that because just as salt brings out the flavor in our foods, anybody use salt? And I love to put salt on different things. And it does, it brings out the flavor. It makes it taste better. Well, we are to do the same thing with the flavor of God in us, with the love of Christ in us, with the Holy Spirit working in us. We are to bring out the true flavor of life. Not in the way that we hold life to be, necessarily. Maybe some of us can do that. I can't always do that. But as God teaches and holds life to really be, when we are, let's say, the flavor of Christ in the world, we're going to bring out joy. If people see us, do they think of us as being joyful? Do they think of us as being merciful or kind? Energetic for Christ? Energetic for other people? Compassionate? Being merciful in our thoughts? In really having love for God and one another? Do we send out a ripple effect of goodness, of flavor for Christ? Do we preserve the life of Christ in ourselves and others to glorify God? Or are we pure? Is that the kind of a ripple effect that we do? And if we do, we don't ever want to lose that, because what does Jesus say? If the salt has lost its taste, how can it be restored? You can't bring back the taste and salt once it's been used and used and used and used. We can't bring it back. God has given us a gift of His presence. God has given us a gift of Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. And God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit in us. And all these gifts, the last verse, kind of a warning and another wake-up call. Jesus says, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven." Well, think about it. The scribes and the Pharisees, they were the priests and the secretaries and rabbis of that world. And what did they do? They made thousands upon thousands of legalistic laws, rules, and regulations that could not possibly be remembered and followed by the average person. They made approaching God next to impossible, so that burdened them, that made them feel depressed, alone, and totally hopeless. That's why Christ came into the world, to make it simple, very simple. We love God. We love Jesus Christ. We love the Holy Spirit. We love one another. And even last week, and this is the end, even last week, this is very simple. The scribes and Pharisees complicated life, our life with God, their life with God. But what do we even learn from Micah? It's very simple. O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God? There's no simpler way to explain it than that. And Jesus tells us how we are to live. We are not to be denied. We are not to be hypocrites. What Jesus teaches us is relevant for every moment of our days today. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just help us in our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our bodies so that we can follow you in the way that you want. Accomplish your will and ways in the way that you will and the way you want. Help us to be able to relax within your arms so that we can be and be an example of relaxation, calmness, trust, faith, patience, purity, and love. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.